The Quran burning has prompted a travel alert. Muslim sympathy in the U.S. could bring anti-Christian legislation, and backpacks are helping children receive the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The U.S. State Department's issued a travel alert over a church's plans to burn the Quran. Violent demonstrations have taken place in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Indonesia, and they're spreading. AMG International's Paul Jenks says they're uneasy about how this could affect their team in Indonesia. Worse, it opens the door to the gospel's adversaries.
There are countries that are predominantly Muslim where the doors are almost completely closed to Christian witness, and there's a large segment of Islam, especially those in the extreme reactionary part, that would love Sharia law to be the dictate in places where it's not.
It could give traction to a Sharia law push in Muslim-dominated countries.
Giving them an excuse to say, see, they are the great Satan that we've been talking about, just strengthens their case. Showing love and mercy is what Jesus did.
Pray, an AMG team is heading to Indonesia soon to meet with hundreds of pastors. Next, as the Muslim world continues to react to the decision of a Florida church to burn the Quran, one ministry is bracing for the after effects. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, says Christians in Muslim nations aren't the only ones who could be affected by the unintended consequences.
The backlash here in the United States will probably produce a wave of sympathy for Muslims. We could well see local and state and national legislation introduced that severely limits Christians' ability to challenge Muslims on theological grounds.
He says hatred is the law of the enemy, while love is the law of Christ. While Mueller isn't sure how this will affect Muslim outreach, it will make it difficult.
How much harder it is for them to hear that message when they are blinded by these hate-filled invectives against them by this church is it's very hard to know.
The full interview and more on this story at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Niger has been brought to her knees, already stricken by the severe food shortage and drought. Heavy flooding has displaced more than 200,000 people. The water also washed away what remained of the failed harvest.
With such disasters, it's easy to attract a little bit more attention, and therefore there's some more aid and some more problems are being addressed.
Cure Niger Laron Lehman explains the effect on their work.
All of the issues around malnutrition and now with flooding, they all serve to weaken the general health of the population, the infrastructure, and so in that sense, we're clearly directly impacted in a big way because of the population we serve is infected.
They're not an aid agency, but there's opportunity to share the hope of Christ.
We're here and we're motivated because of our faith, and we're using that as our motivation to come to this country and to provide assistance. And so when we meet people in their moment of need and they understand our motivation, it really gives us an opportunity.
Keep praying for the team as they deal with the challenges ahead. Their children's orthopedic facility is set to open next month. And Tiffany Taylor of Orphan Outreach says schooling is a worldwide necessity.
What we have found just across the world with orphans and vulnerable children is that education is truly the key these children, making a difference in their life.
Schooling is vital, but virtually impossible without pencils, paper, and other basic supplies. Orphan Outreach is sending backpacks to children all over the world, but the need is getting so great they've had to turn some down.
We are really out there right now letting people know about this need and asking people to consider going to their schools, going to their churches, and collecting backpacks for us.
Last week, Moody Radio Florida helped raise 5,000 backpacks to send to Haiti. Orphan Outreach has many more needs, though. You can organize a backpack drive or even donate online. A Bible is added to each pack to bring the gospel to each child, too. Get involved at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now at 800-995-4828 or do it yourself. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.